But
and you can bet on them there.
Ooh, Arizona iced tea. I'm big fatty now. Arizona iced tea watermelon. Listen to the little show. See, I have to pimp Big Fatty out.
Why?
So we get on his opening.
Who hasn't been on his opening?
Ernest Hemingway. Ernest Hemingway has
he committed suicide at the idea.
Yeah, just the idea. Vincent Van Gogh cut off his ear so he wouldn't have to.
Miss Vanjie, give me another speedball.
Miss Vanjie, Miss Vanjie's not been on Big Fatty's opening. That's a Drag Race reference.
I'm so behind.
Shit, what was I talking about?
I don't know.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Who hasn't been on his opening?
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Big Fatty. You forgot who you were. I did. This is episode 2696 of the BFO for Monday the 28th of May 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Now, Big Fatty, say it after me. Your name is Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you snoozes today, because y'all, many of you in the U.S. of A. Are celebrating a national holiday. Y'all, it's the Memorial Day. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, a lot of folks have Monday. A lot of folks don't have Monday off, but a lot of folks do have Monday off. Big Fatty, sounds like you need to go take a nip-a-nap. The nice thing about this week is that, y'all, I'm off all week long. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, I'm off all this week, and Monday and half a day on Tuesday. Then I'm off Thursday and Friday of next week. So y'all, I'm getting used to not going into the car. Big Fatty, and they're getting used to you not coming in too, and they're loving it. Just loving it. Yeah, I see y'all. Y'all, I forgot to tell you. So we'll just start off. We'll take it back a day or so. Y'all, on Wednesday, Durwood, sent Granny and I a message saying y'all want to go to supper, and I said yes, and Granny said no. Cause y'all, you know, the poor old thing, she's got to have 72 hours notice, before she can do anything. Y'all, I've got a story about Granny you're not going to believe by the time we get to the end of this. But anyway, so Durwood and I went to, the Bonefish Grill. Y'all, it's a chain restaurant, but y'all, it's really good. If you've got one in your area, check it out. And, Durwood had a coupon, buy one entree, get one free. And y'all, we went on Wednesday night, and y'all, they have their firecracker scrimps appetizer on special for $6, and y'all, it's just delicious. And y'all, Durwood was axing about using the coupon and getting being able to get the $6 scraps, and y'all, the girl misinterpreted what he was asking. Y'all, we ended up with two orders of the scrimps. Y'all, they were delicious, but we made it clear that we that was not taking the place of the coupon on the entrees. So y'all, it was just lovely. I had the scrimps, and y'all, they have a lovely wedge solid there, and y'all, and I had a poke chop. Beef? Fatty had a seafood? Y'all, it was probably one of the best poke chops I've had in a while. And anyway, y'all, then we came back here to the villa, and Derwood had brought over his little mini electric saw, and y'all, we plugged it in, and y'all, we've cut down all of the haunted house bushes. These are the bushes that died from the snow back in January, and y'all, you know, they said don't cut them down right away, because they might start coming back out. Well, y'all, these in the backyard of the villa, y'all, they must have been 20 feet tall. It's those bottle brush bushes, and y'all, so we cut it down, and y'all, it doesn't look like a haunted house back there anymore. But y'all, I had trimmed the smaller bushes a couple of weeks ago before Smoking Hot Joe came. And y'all, I have bruised myself putting so much force into using those big clipper things that I've got. And y'all, my right arm, y'all, it looked like I thought I had malaria. Beep, Fatty. Y'all, my arm is just as bruised as it can be. And it's a meow from doing that. And y'all, I didn't know what it was at first. And y'all, I was telling Derwood about doing that. And y'all, I was showing him how I was doing it. And y'all, I was hitting my arm up against the side of my body. And I realized then that that's what it was. So anyway, so I don't have malaria, not that I'm aware of. B, Fatty, scurvy? Do you have scurvy? No, I don't have scurvy either. But anyway, so got that done Wednesday night. Y'all, Thursday, last time I talked to you, can't think of anything that happened that evening. Y'all, y'all, it was a quiet day in the coal mine. Old Veda was off, and Larry Cly was just there for a few hours, and y'all, it was a ghost town. It was a ghost. Big Fatty, those haunted house bushes would have been nice there. Maybe so. Anyway, y'all, I ended up coming home from the coal mine, and y'all, I had an overnight guest here at the villa. Y'all, it was the Haunt Cub. The Haunt Cub was down visiting his sweet mamaw and papaw and Big Fatty. I thought that's what stink pot. Well, you know. Anyway, and y'all, they live south of Charleston. He was visiting them for a couple of days and decided to come by and stay for right evening here at the villa. And then he was heading on up to see some other friends in the upstate of South Kakalaki. Y'all went out with Granny and Derwood for supper for right evening, a little seafood place here in town. Y'all, then we went to Dudley Do Right's, had a couple of cocktails, and y'all, the place was just invaded. We were there earlier than normal, but y'all, as it got closer and closer to time for the drag show, y'all, the place was invaded by all these straight women, and y'all, they had on the perfume, and they were loud, and y'all, yes, because, and y'all, this is the only homosexual bar in town, and y'all, it was ruining the experience. So Haunt Cub and I came on back here to the villa. Y'all, by the way, Haunt Cub walks through the door on for right with a bottle of Tanqueray 10. Yes, Big Fatty, since Smokin' Hot Joe drank most of the other one. It's, well, that's okay. That's what it's for. And so anyway, that was our evening. Y'all Saturday got up, and Haunt Cub and I had some sausage biscuits I had coffee. He doesn't like the coffee, y'all. I couldn't believe it. Then he was off, and y'all, of course, I had to, Big Fatty, he must have slept like a baby. Those sheets had to go through the washer twice. Big Fatty, I'm just pulling your leg. Anyway, y'all washed the sheets on the guest bed, and I washed the sheets in the love chamber, and y'all got them all prepared, because y'all, Tuesday, Dr. Stone is arriving here at the villa, and so y'all had to have clean sheets for him to soil, and anyway, then after that, y'all, I went for the nipple walk. Oh wow, Haunt Cub and I went for a nipple walk around Fat Acres home for right. I went for one on Saturday. And y'all, then I was on that stick it with a poke. Y'all, it was the last little show, because they're not going to do a Pride 48 little show. Big Fatty, I still don't understand that. It was me and Gavin and Jim and old Stinkpot and Blind Guy Jay was there, and who else? There was somebody else that was there too. It was Big Fatty, it'll come to you. It was DJ Star Sage, and so y'all, it was just lovely having a little chat there. And y'all, then Granny and I and our friend Jeremy went back to the Dudley Do-Rights on Saturday night. And y'all, this is the let me go back to for right night and tell you this story about Granny. Y'all, Granny has said, you know, we're heading down to the Rat World on Thursday, and Granny has said he hadn't been to Rat World since he was 16 years old. And y'all, when he was there, the last time he was there, everybody, he got separated from everybody in his family, and they all left him because they had come in different cars, and one car thought he was with them, and the other car thought he was with the other car, and y'all, they left him there at the Epcot. We were talking at dinner, and y'all, the timing just wasn't adding up, because Granny was saying, oh, this was when he was 16. Well, y'all, that would have been 1976. It would have been 1971, Epcot didn't open till 82, so y'all, things just weren't adding up. So y'all, he got on the FaceTime with his brother and to work this out. We were at the Dudley Do-Rights while this was all going. Y'all, come to find out, it was about 1985 when he got lost. Y'all, he was 30 years old and got lost. Poor thing, got lost, got separated, and just got left behind. And y'all, I'm sure what is that called when you're all crumbled up in the corner crying, Big Fatty, the poor thing. So y'all, we told him that he better behave on this trip, or reenact. We may have a reenactment of that, Big Fatty. Came home Saturday night. Y'all, I did stay for the drag show on Saturday night. Durwood couldn't make it out; he had family obligations. Y'all, it was a lovely evening, and came home Sunday. Y'all, I have just had a sloth of a day. Had my brufkas, read the newspaper, watched a little bit on the TV machine. Y'all, I don't have anything in my TiVo right now. There is not, and there are about five shows. Five episodes. I think there's two shows in the TiVo, and there are five hour-long episodes over the next 2 weeks that are going to be recoded. So, y'all, it's just that time of year that they ain't a damn thing on the TV machine. But anyway, but y'all, I went out for my Nepa walk on Sunday, and y'all, about halfway through it, it started to sprinkle. Y'all, it's supposed to be buckets, just buckets of rain Sunday evening and all day Memorial Day. So y'all, I came back here to the villa and I fired up the grill, cooked me some Oscar Mayer hot dogs and some cone on the cob and some of those baby back ribs and cooked those. And I had some of that for my late lunch, early supper on Sunday, and I'm going to have the rest of it today, Memorial Day. And y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 28th of May, y'all, in addition to being Memorial Day, y'all, we have not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Betty, y'all, very important ones. The first one, y'all, he is the better half of he and Rodan. Y'all, it's Gambit. Yes, Big Betty, we love Gambit. Y'all, I've met Gambit many times at Rat World, and when he and Rodan lived in the Hatlanta, they came to the Crema dinner with us over there, and y'all, he's just as nice a young man as you'll meet. Y'all, I think the two of them are coming down to Pride 48 in Knowledge. Yes, that'd be lovely. And y'all, then super special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is my youngest daughter. Yes, Big Freddy, former number one fan of the BFO last year, 2017. That's right. Y'all, she just bought a new villa. And I think she's getting the keys to it today. Big Freddy, what a lovely present. Y'all, it is my youngest daughter, Nessa. Oh, Big Freddy, she's just lovely. Big Freddy, can't she feel her face? Not if everything's going well, she can't. But y'all, and Nessa is hoping also to make it to Pridey. Big Freddy, Pride 48 down there in all. But y'all, you know, buying a new house, you just never know about these things. So y'all, if you see Gambit or my youngest daughter Nessa on the 20 or the Face Space, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Freddy, in addition to Nessa getting the keys to her new house, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, and Big Freddy, you know, it's Memorial Day. You know, maybe it'll be red, white, and blue cake. Or, you know, maybe it'll even be little cupcakes. Big Freddy, as long as it's cake, who cares? Yes, Big Freddy. Happy birthday to you. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Memorial Day. Y'all, I know that the Danburys are having a lovely Memorial Day. Y'all, it's Meetapalooza up there. Yes, Big Freddy. So we send our best wishes to them. Y'all, I'm going to make it to Meetapalooza one day. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, remember, today is Memorial Day. We remember those who are no longer with us who served in the military. This is not for veterans or for those serving now, even though we appreciate them nonetheless. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the airplane show, and Cindy, when you think of Big Freddy, what do you think about?
Who hasn't been on his opening?
Big Fatty, I can't come up with an answer either. No.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.